Yeah, heck yeah, man. Those are always good times. I'm enjoying my time with those guys. We have a lot of fun. We kind of joke around quite a bit, but it's been a good run.
Oh yeah, we love those guys. You'll be great with them. Hey, Jeremy, before we start talking ball, we got to ask you because we're all shot to hell here. How's your bracket looking?
Well, Gonzaga lost by 30.
Yeah.
So like my bracket not only is terrible, it's like I couldn't even believe I had to watch that game.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened to those guys. I actually was like, man, they're shooting like 16%. And I look, they're shooting 10%. I'm like, well, now it's even worse than I thought. And I thought it was bad already. So it wasn't real good. It wasn't real good. My sister-in-law actually has UConn winning it. So she's been texting me, trash talking me for the last couple of days. But it's definitely nothing. I think even at the brewery, I talked to all the guys that are coming to watch the games, and none of their brackets have held up. They're all pretty much done. A couple guys have Texas, but it's definitely not been looking good.
Connecticut was a pretty smart pick by if somebody jumped in on that, and because they were really good all year, and the 4 seed was a little misleading. Yeah. So your sister-in-law, sharp cookie.
Yeah. She studies that out. They live in Kansas City, and they're Chiefs Royals fans. And I was like, how's your 2014 pick? And I always send her pictures of my ring. She's pretty upset with me.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Hey, man. Hey, Jeremy, while we have you. Dude, tonight, Sergio, what do you think, man? When you heard that he's going to be able to – now, you got the ultimate farewell. You got to have your family on the field and Buster. And I was at that game when you had your pregame ceremony. So you had closure, right? Obviously probably felt – pretty good. And Sergio didn't, but now he gets tonight. What was your reaction when you heard?
Well, I'm happy for him, and I'm happy that the Giants did that. I think that, you know, you never know how your career is going to go. You know, he had his big run with the Giants early. I had it late, so it was fortunate for me, right? When I chose to retire, I was with the team that I wanted to retire under, right? So that was really awesome. And I think with his run was so good, and then he had to bump around for a little bit. So a lot of those times, those guys, that's what happens. You know, you meet so many guys that retire angry or retire frustrated or bitter or maybe feel like, man, I just didn't – that's not how I saw that happening. And so it's kind of like a lot of what-ifs. And I think with Sergio, he didn't have any what-ifs, in my opinion. The guy had an unbelievable career. But a guy with that kind of career that had that kind of history with San Francisco – When you choose to say, man, I'm done, one thing that probably doesn't sit well is the fact that I didn't get to be, you know, walking off a field or saying I'm retiring and either it's your last day playing catch or pitching or whatever in the uniform that you wanted to be in. And I think for him to be able to take his jersey off for the last time in the Giants uniform, I think is definitely perfect and honorable and justifiable in his case, but also for the Giants to be able to make room for that, I think is outstanding. It's the only way to do it, and I'm happy for him.
It's really cool. Plus, we get to hear El Mechon one more time. How about that?
Yeah.
Right?
It's going to be great. I think that everything is, like, perfect for that situation.
Yeah.
And I know it means a lot to him. You know, I've heard a few things. He's an emotional guy. And so I think it's very important. Everything, I think, is important to him, and I think every moment will be important for him. So and he gets to do it in front of a Giants crowd, and I'm hoping that it's a big time, almost sold out crowd, just because it gives him that energy and that moment that he was a part of for so many in a playoff atmosphere. I hope that a lot of people come out to see that and to kind of replicate that. So I hope that goes down.
Yeah, if people have a chance and you don't have tickets, you could probably get in there. I mean, you know, those exhibition games are pretty easy to get on in. You go in there and give Sergio the love, which is Sergio Jeremy Affeldt's telling us about. So we had him on last week, and like you said, emotional guy, very emotional. But we asked him, Paulie asked him about the core four, and he said, man, those guys are the guys who kept my career alive. He goes, because I was a knucklehead. And he goes, and those were the guys that got me in a headlock sometimes and said, you better stay on, you know, the championship
path. Yeah, yeah.
Can you speak to that a little bit, Jeremy?
Yeah, you know, he's a young guy. I think he was, you know, he was – think about it. And I don't think Romo would have a problem with saying this. He's a young guy. He's not a prototypical pitcher, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not a tall, lengthy power. Doesn't throw 95. You know, but he has an unbelievable slider, which obviously was what he dominated with and absolutely dominated some of the best hitters in the game. So he had that, you know, chip on his shoulder, which actually he needed to have out there. He needed to have that chip on the shoulder. He wasn't afraid of anybody. he was the guy that we all knew, like, hey, I pitched strategically to certain guys knowing that, hey, I don't have to give in to this guy because Romo's still available.
Yeah,
right. So nice. He gave you all of that, and he gave you that. And it was never a guy that I thought, oh man, this right-hander is coming up and man, this ain't going to be good. I would be like, if anything, his lefties, he wasn't as good on lefties sometimes, but you would kind of be like, I'm not, if I know who's coming up, if I know what pitch hitters, I knew all of that, who is still, but if it's a main guy, if it's one of their main guys on the other team, it's a righty, I'm going to pitch around a guy and let Romo take care of it because he's that good.
Yeah.
Right. At how he pitched. But the problem sometimes is he had a problem figuring out when to turn it off and turn it on, you know, and that's not that knock on him. That's just like, right. Hey man, that's just his personality. Mm-hmm. And so some of us had to kind of like, hey man, clean it up or, you know, stay focused. And, you know, there's a lot of drama, you know, there was some drama around his situation and in life that a lot of guys have. And we just try to keep him focused on doing what he had to do on the field. Because when you come to the field, harness that, harness whatever scenarios are happening and use that energy to kind of just pour into the inning you get to pitch. And he was great. He had a lot of energy. He had more energy than I did, you know, like he did the whole finger pump and all that stuff and some of that. But you got to let him be who he is because that's the way he's going to compete successfully. But you also got to make sure that you kind of, you know, reel him back in a little bit. And that's who he was then. Towards the end of his career, obviously, he was a lot different. And a lot of guys are like that, right?
Yeah.
We're used to that. We're used to that in the game. You have a lot of that scenario going on. And you have the flair and all that stuff. And you got some guys that are going to police it. Some guys that are going to, you know, let it loose a little bit. And that's how good teams work. And we were built for it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Three-time World Series champ Jeremy Affeldt checking in. He's going to do his weekly hits with Tolbert and Copes on Fridays at 3:50. There will be mention of beer at some point, I think, during those conversations. I don't know, Jeremy, can we go beer at 7:26 in the morning here?
Sure. Yeah, we can. Beer? Come on, you kidding me?
Hey, the Sutter Street Oat Station is open at 6 a.m. on Market. I know what that.
Yeah, my brewer's in there right now brewing beer. He's been thinking beer since 5 this morning.
Nice. So you guys, was it 9:27 where you are right now? Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, you're text. So that smell of hops,
That's
before 10 a.m.?
That's right. That's what it is usually. I've driven down Main Street. I get out of my wife's shops across the street, and sometimes I'll get out there and check in on her, and I'll smell that hops from down the street. So I know what it
smells like home, right?
Hey, Jeremy, our guest is Jeremy Affeldt on the UMI guest line. You know, it's funny how the down in Georgia, is it Georgia more for all the Giants have kind of migrated to?
Like
Buster and Vogie, and there's like a whole little Giants community down there.
Lopez.
Yeah, right. See, the list goes on. And it seems like more guys are moving down there. But how about down by you? Do you have any former like teammates anywhere near you down there?
Man, I do. Well, a couple hours away, you know, Grimsley. I have a former Royals teammate, Grimsley in Houston. But actually, he beat us in 2007. But I had the same agent as him, and pitched against him a few times. Josh Beckett lives here in town, about 15 minutes from the brewery. So he lives here, and there's a couple other major league ball players that have retired that live in the area, but not necessarily none of the Giants guys. Man, I don't. There is one guy. You remember a guy named Kevin Pousatis?
Damn. I'm sorry, I don't.
Right-hander, had a little bit with the Giants and then went to the Royals and then went to Milwaukee, but a little bit with the Giants, but he's a big pitcher. But he actually stopped in at my brewery last year, and I'm like, what are you doing here? He's like, I live here. I'm like, what? So, I mean, there is some of that, but none of the – I tried to get guys to Texas, man. I'm trying to get Buster here because I was like, why don't you buy a – buy a ranch down here, and I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, you can just tell him he can like go like a 100-acre hunting ranch.
Yeah, be like, hey, Buster, I'll come. I'll bale the hay, man. Whatever you want me to
do. That should be his.
100 acres. That guy, he can own a small island. He needs like 10,000 acres.
Well, hey, Buster Town. They call it Busterville.
Hey, you know what we can do, Murph? Yeah, hey, Jeremy, if you don't mind a little kind of cross sport pollination friendship, we could have come up with Brent Jones down there. One of our great 49er friends is he's
in Dallas
now.
How far are you from Dallas?
From Dallas, I am about 3.5-4 hours. All from right,
a little bit of a difference there. Yeah. So, but anyway,
where I'm, San Antonio, man, I'm right outside, like about 20 minutes outside of San Antonio.
Are you on are you on the Wembanyama watch? Then are you getting like Spurs crazy for that kid from France?
They talk nonstop about him. I'm actually going to a Spurs game with my son on Wednesday.
Oh,
but,
cool.
It's been a little lull here in San Antonio.
Yeah, a little lull. It's not exactly the Duncan, not exactly the Tim Duncan Ginobili years right now. No.
Yeah, they're not all like really that excited. I went to a Spurs game a couple weeks ago, and I was like, man, I could go out there and have more energy and play with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's pretty funny, man. I saw Jason Kidd said of the Mavericks this weekend, he goes, our interest level wasn't high. I was like, how about that for a pro athlete to say that? So, hey, man. Hey, last one. I know we got to let you go. Kruko's swinging a bat in the on-deck circle, but just your 60-second preview. I mean, the Giants, I mean, we don't know. I mean, 81-81 last year, you know, they don't get Correa, they don't get Judge. They do get Stripling, Manaea, and Taylor Rogers, Luke Jackson. They get Conforto and Haniger. He starts on the IL. I don't know, Jeremy, any just broad range 30-second thought?
Man, I think it's a coin flip right now. It's the starting pitching. You got some strong starters. You got a good, better back end than you had last year. But I'll be honest with you, man, and until some of these guys, until they can get some offense moving and rolling on the board, which they might this year, I have no idea. I mean, some of that stuff, man, the starters have the ability to do some damage, but this game has changed a lot when I played, and there's a lot more RBIs being put on the board. So for me, it's just all about pitching, but you got to be able to pitch and keep the runs off the board. Hopefully they can do it, play good defense. But right now I'm up in the air on them.
Coin flip. Pretty good call. All right, man. Hey, go back, smell those hops. We'll shout out Sergio tonight, and then we'll listen to you Friday with Tolbert and Copes. Thanks,
brother.
Good
talking to you, man.
Awesome, guys. Thank you.
Fun stuff, Jeremy Affeldt. Mike Kruko starts his Monday, Wednesday, Friday hits from now until the end of the season next on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the Sports Leader.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.